This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world. Thank you so much for what God has done. I know the time is far spent. We're going straight to our scripture, Luke chapter 10, verses 2 and 3. Luke 10, verses 2 and 3. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves." Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, redeemer, we ask in a special way that you speak to us, we your servants, that we might hear your word, but not just that we might be hearers, that we may be followers of your word to do your will, your way, that you might get all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Bless us now that we can be a blessing unto others. God, speak to us, even if it was not our intention to hear from you on today, speak to us anyhow, that we could leave with what you have for us to leave with and then do what you have us to do. We thank you, we love you, and adore you. Guide us and bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves." Our subject, what to know as you go. What to know as you go. What an honor to share this day with our class of 2022. Wow, this is a momentous time. And it's kind of momentous for me. I might as well say it, get it out my system right now before anybody else say it, because y'all be looking at me kind of strange sometimes, this old man. But how old am I is the question. And the answer comes back that as we celebrate the high school class of 2022, it was exactly 50 years ago that I graduated from high school. Wow. Yeah, I got to just say, wow. And all I can say is, just to God be the glory. Many accomplishments have been made to get you to where you are. Many accomplishments have been made to get them to where they are. And we've heard many of them talk about how God has brought them through, and family has brought them through, and support has brought them through. Many things have happened to get to where you are today. On last Sunday, we celebrated Pentecost Sunday. Well, we were reminded that the Holy Spirit came to dwell within us. Yeah, the church, 50 days after the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit became present within us, within the church. This was literally the official beginning of the church. The first church, well, on that first Sunday, 3,000 believers were added to the church, were added to their number. And in order to move forward, we must take a step back and a critically look at the very foundation on which we stand. Graduates, you are launching out into another phase of life. You've had your commencement ceremony. Commencement simply means beginning. You are at a point where you will be starting, you'll be starting again in life. A new beginning. And like the first century church, you are being sent to accomplish a purpose in life that in many ways is greater than you and larger than you can imagine. So what lies ahead? What challenges will you face? What are you being called to do? Well, you all are Christians, right? You all are Christians, right? That's what we've been working on for the last 18 years. All right. And we all are Christians, right? That means we represent Christ. We come to Christ mostly to make our lives easier. But is that what we were called to do? Live an easy life? The irony is this. Our life can only be easy If we are truly yoked with Christ, if we're totally committed and yoked with him and move as he'd have us move, do exactly what he'd have us to do. Because Jesus says to us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 and 30, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we come to Christ, when we start this journey, we literally start a life of sacrifice. We should not woo people to Christ by making them think or believe that they just landed on Easy Street. That's so not true. It's a life of missteps, mistakes, and sometimes misery, but it's well worth the journey. The Holy Spirit comes into the church, and now the church has to go into the world. Let me say it again. The Holy Spirit comes into the church, and now the church has to go into the world. It's a commencement. It's a new beginning. And seeing that we want to be faithful to our call to follow Christ, let's look at what this new beginning means for those of us who follow Jesus and what we need to know as we go. First, know you are sent. Know that you are sent. Luke 10:3. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Notice, we don't just go, we're sent. I have to let that seep in for a moment. When we begin to be the church God has called us to be, when we begin to acknowledge who he is and that he's Lord of our lives, the first century church got together, and you notice in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it said that they devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine. Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine. They learned, they fellowshiped, they broke bread, and they also prayed. But they had to learn. What was the apostles' doctrine? The apostles' doctrine was the doctrine that the disciples learned, because the apostles at one time were disciples, and the disciples were taught by Jesus. So what Jesus taught the disciples, or what Jesus taught the apostles were teaching to the first century church. And we've been through all of that. Most of the sermons for the last year or so was dealing in the Gospels, talking about what God is calling us to do and how much God loves us. And Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. We are sent. We have to go for it. We've been commissioned to go, but we go with the foundation of love. We go with the foundation that God has given us. We don't just go, we're sent. Even though you graduated, even though you studied, even though you graduated, even though you've made plans, you are not just going on with your life, you are being sent. Have you ever just took a look at your life and wondered, how did I get where I am? I heard some of you reflect on that earlier. You know, just how did I get here? I didn't know I would really get here. Didn't know I would really make it to this milestone. Or even all of us, at some place in our life, have you felt that there was something to urge you to go beyond where you are? Something that continued to guide you and direct you into being more of who you know God wants you to be. All of that is going on in us once we've come to know Christ. All of that goes on in us because God loves us enough to accept us for where we are, but he loves us too much to not let us stay where we are when we came to him. We have to move forward in Christ. We have to move forward to be more of what God would have us to be. We have to have a new perspective on life, and we don't just go, we are sent. Secondly, know why you are sent. Luke chapter 10, verse 3 says, go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. In other words, we go with a clear understanding. We have to have the right knowledge about our going. Now notice this, we do have inside information. When I say to you that the Holy Spirit dwells within us, we have information that when we're going and we're sent, we have information exactly on what we do, how we do it. We've been told that we are to do, we're being told what we ought to do and how to do it. You have read, you've studied, you've learned, you've been tested in school, and now look forward to continuing the test in life. Now it's time to go. It's time for action. even time for more learning. It's important to see what it is that you're really getting yourself into. Oh yeah, we've come to Christ. We've given our life to him. And we're willing to do the things God would have us do. But notice what Jesus says in Luke 10 and 3. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Whoa. What? I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Who signed up for that? Lambs in the midst of wolves. Matthew 10 and 16, Jesus said to him this way, behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. I'm wise enough not to be caught in the midst of wolves. Yeah, I got you. I know how to get out of that. But understand what God is saying to us in a very real way. What he's saying to us is, and keep this, I'm sending you into a world that's full of injustice. Yes, sir. I'm sending you to a world that is full of hate and racism and prejudice and confusion and murder and mayhem. But note this, you are not like them. You have been taught. You have been given wisdom. You are the difference that the world needs in order for the world to be saved. I'm sending you out. I'm sending you out not to be like them, but to transform them. I'm sending you out so you can make a difference in the lives of others so they can see you. Use your wisdom. Use your knowledge. Use your understanding. I'm sending you out in a way that you too can begin to realize there's a way to overcome all of the obstacles that I have to face in life. Hate cannot get rid of hate. Only love can. You got to understand that as you go in this world and you see these things that happen, know what you've been called to do. Know that this world needs you. Know that the world needs the God that has been placed in you. That the world can see who you are and who God is in you. Amen. Lastly, know who sent you. Amen. Jesus says in Luke 10 and 3, go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. I know you heard that lambs and wolves part, but you got to hear the first part. I am sending you out. Jesus says, I am sending you. Now, Jesus says, I am sending you. The creator, the sustainer, the redeemer of life, the one who owns everything, says, I am sending you. You're not just going where you're going in life just because you figured it out that this is where you want to go in life. No. You've committed your life to Christ, and Jesus says, I am sending you. As you go, go with Jesus. That's all I have to say. As you go, go with Jesus. Because you have to choose between. And if you had to choose, everyone in this building, if you had to choose right now, and you were betting folk, just hypothetically, you know, if you were going to play the lottery, hypothetically, if you had to bet, and he says, I'm sending you forth as lambs among wolves, are you putting your money on the lamb or are you putting your money on the wolf? I would admonish you so you won't lose everything you have. I would say you better bet on the lamb. But Pastor, why the lamb? I'm glad you asked. That's because the lamb has a shepherd. Yes. The Lord is my shepherd. Yes. I shall not be in want. The Lord is the light of my salvation. of whom shall I fear? If God be for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. When my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. His rod and his staff shall comfort me all the days of my life. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he is with me. He's not just a good shepherd. He is a great shepherd. He's one that loves us. And I can tell you one thing you've heard if you've been in First African Baptist Church, not for the last 18 years, but even for the last 18 months, okay, even for the last 18 weeks, you have heard what God did for all of us, that he sent his son to 40 and two generations, and he came to this earth and went about doing good. He loved us so much that he was willing to give up his life, that his physical life right here on earth, that we could have life everlasting. And when we understand how much God loves us, it's just a glimpse of how much we ought to love God. And if we're really going to love God, we have to love one another. If we're going to love God, we have to love others around us. Jesus made it so simple. If we get confused about who we ought to love and who we ought to understand, and this world needs us right now, we understand that we can't just love the people who like us. We can't just love the people who take kind things about us. Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. And that's a lesson you need to carry with you. You might say, well, that doesn't make real sense to me. But I'm telling you, when the shepherd is shepherding you, when he's guiding you and directing you, you'll find out you'll be able to have peace. You'll be able to have joy. You'll be able to keep hope. You'll be able to make it in the time when you think you really can't hold on. God will continue to be there and encourage you and guide you and direct you. And you'll be able to say, Lord, I thank you for the journey. I thank you for all you brought me through. If I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in his word could do. You'll be able to say, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Let his word guide you. Let his word protect you, because he did come and he did die for all of our sins. He hung on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour with nails in his hands, nails in his feet, crown of thorns on his head. And he died for all of your sins. He died for all of my sins. He died for all of our sins. But the story doesn't stop there. They did place him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday. Stayed there all day Saturday. Stayed there all night Saturday night. But early on that Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with power. Power over the grave. Victory over death. He then ascended into heaven and sent back the Holy Spirit to live in us and to guide us and to keep us and to sustain us and to teach us and to help us even as we go as lamb among wolves. He's shown us that we are more than victorious. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. So I just got to tell the Lord, thank you for all he's done. I got to thank him for all he's doing. And take time to thank him for what he's going to do. What a great God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What a gracious God we serve. What a healing God we serve. What a comforting God we serve. And we just have to say, Lord, I thank you. Take time to say, Lord, I thank you. Grandmas, you thank your mothers. You thank your fathers. You thank your relatives. You thank the church. But one more time, let's say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, you brought me through. Lord, I thank you for how you hold my hands. Lord, I thank you for how you guide my feet. Lord, I thank you just for being God all by yourself. Lord, I thank you. We ought to take a praise break right here and just take time and say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I can tell you that many times on a human side, we kind of get upset with folk when they've been nice to us. We get upset with folk who, when we've been nice to them, we get upset with folk when we've done great things for them, when we've gone out of our way to bless them, when we've given them something. We teach even the smallest child that when somebody gives you something, at a minimum, you at least could say, oh, I wonder when God, who sits high and looks low, and even though we're in here having to wear masks, but yet instill we're able to be together. Somebody ought to take the time to say, Lord, I thank you. We're here today. And even though, as you get older, you have a little few more aches and pains. As you get older, I used to wonder why it was that old men used to walk like this. I said, why they get up and every time they stand up, old men say, oh. I like, what's that all about? But after a few more rising and settings of the sun, I know what that's about. I get up and say, oh, and I walk like this sometimes. But I know it's only the grace of God. Because there's only one other alternative to getting old. I say there's only one other alternative to getting old. And if he allows us to stay on this side, we ought to take time to say thank you. But we're not here just to occupy. We're here to be sent by him to do the work he called us to do. And there are men, women, boys, and girls who do not know Jesus. So he's sending us out as lambs among wolves to tell a dying world that we serve a living Savior. We got to give them praise because he's given us time to tell them that if you don't know Christ, you sure enough ought to thank him, because we're living in the last days. He could have come back last week. He could have come back last night. And if you don't know him, in hell, you will lift up your eyes. And you ought to thank him that he didn't come last night. You ought to thank him that he gave you one more chance. So on today, you will say, Lord, I thank you for one more chance. Lord, I thank you for making a way for me. Lord, I thank you that all I have to do is plead the blood of Jesus and then do what you ask me to do. All I got to do is love like you want me to love. All I got to do is care like you want me to care. All I got to do is forgive like you want me to forgive. I just got to take time to say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're listening today and you recognize I need the Lord in my life, I don't really have any direction. I've been wanting to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. And you have to admit, that just has not been working out. This is a good day to say, Lord, I need you. I've sinned and I'm sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm inviting not just those in the building, but those who watch it on Facebook, those who watch it on YouTube, those who hear the podcast. Understand right now where you are, you can say, Lord, I need you in my life. You make that decision. There's a prayer we'll pray. I pray a prayer with you right now. And as I pray this prayer, if you want the Lord in your life, just take time to repeat the words after me in the prayer. I'll admit, we'll talk about the fact that we all know that we've sinned and come short. In the prayer, we'll talk about what Romans 10:9 says. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, you shall be saved. If you want to accept Christ right now, please repeat these words after me. Say, Father, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, today, go ahead and text that. You can take time to text that to us so we'll know that. We'll be able to share with you. And for all of us, we thank God for you coming and you worshiping. We thank God for you. Don't forget, you can give online. You can give to Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. If you'd like to give them this morning, First African Baptist Church, 23 Montgomery Street, Savannah, Georgia, 31401. Again, let's keep all our announcements, observations in mind, govern ourselves accordingly. Again, we're so grateful that you chose First African Baptist Church to come and worship on today. We give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Graduates and graduate family, don't forget, downstairs we have something for you all downstairs immediately following this. And again, we thank God for everybody. Please. Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.